On the last episode of Kingdom Come.
You know how many of your ilk we've seen over the past few moons? You're lucky Captain Galandra isn't here, or she'd have your balls on a platter.
What is going on here? And now that I am sole ruler, you have a place beside me, but I do not intend to lose you ever again. Oh, ruin me with your love. Carve. Mark into me. Strange. It's not like Justinia to be late, especially when she spoke of this meeting with such fervor. What could be keeping her? Huh? My lady, are you still resting in your chambers? Honestly, what's the point of being a radiant queen if you don't rise with the sun? Very well, I suppose I'll just have to wake you. What the?
Oh, yes. Oh, you naughty, naughty boy. Just like that. Fuck your queen. Fuck your mommy. 3 days of this cock isn't nearly enough. Keep pounding this royal pussy again and again.
Oh, lo and behold, here I am, Captain of the Queen's Guard, standing outside the Queen's door. I sure hope she's awake and presentable. I would hate to walk in and find any unexpected guests. Otherwise, I might have to act accordingly. Very accordingly.
Oh, shit. I didn't think she'd be back so soon. Quick, get dressed and try to act normal. Shit, where did I put my corset? Oh, this is a disaster. Where did you throw my undergarments? No, we don't have time for seconds. She's right outside. Okay, maybe for a really quiet weekend.
That's it! Dearest Calandra, welcome back. I assume everything went well on your visit?
Spare me the sugar, Justinia. I've put up with a lot of your antics, but this is a step too far. You're the Queen of Brightfall. It's still too early for you to risk scandal, but fooling around with some... Wait, is that your former ward? By the gods, Justinia!
Will you relax? It's not like I bought out a brothel house. I was simply welcoming back my dearest boy into Brightfall. Giving him a taste of home? I trust there's nothing wrong with that.
Your deflection is staggering. I didn't quarrel with you when you pushed for the idea of making this boy a knight. But if this is purely because you need a personal pleasurer by your side at all times, then it's my duty to declare a conflict of interest.
Oh, hush. You really do get yourself worked up over nothing. Now, dearest, go wash yourself up. We'll finish this later. Mwah. Regardless of your views on who I take to bed, I expect you to follow through with our agreement. Have the blacksmith forge him king's quality armor, test his strength as you see fit, and pick out a group of worthy warriors to act as his personal regimen. Are we understood?
You do realize your tits are hanging out, right?
Oh, just do as I wish, Calandra. I entrust this task to you.
Fine. I'll show your bed warmer the ropes. But I'm warning you, if he tries anything funny, I'll separate him from his pleasures permanently. Let's get a few things straight. The only reason you're here is due to the favor of the Queen. If I find you lacking in talent or intention, then you can kiss your chances of knighthood goodbye. Understood? Do you know who I am? That's right. Calandra. Crimson Calandra. Captain of the Queen's Guard. I'm the one who fought against the Young Flame and Wolf of Winter simultaneously during the final stages of war. I've known blood and combat longer than you've drawn breath. Remember it. I won't hesitate to become a dealer of death to ensure that Justinia's vision of a better Brightfall is established, even if I have to remove certain distractions. Hmm? You were there? At the end of the war? Ha! You know how many come to me and claim to have witnessed my triumphant moment? But go ahead, regale me. Did you really just accuse Brightfall's greatest warrior of tripping over her own feet and landing the winning blow out of sheer dumb luck? Well, fuck me. You're right. You were actually there. I'm not sure what's crazier, that out of a million meat shields, you happened to see my greatest blunder, or you had the balls to actually confess it. If you were shrewd, you would have tried to blackmail me about it. And then I would have decapitated you on the spot. Very true. Guess you're shrewder than I thought. But you're right. I did stumble. Me, the famed knight who painted the sands and snow crimson with the blood of Brightfall's enemies. Truth is, on that day, I was shitting myself in fear. Who wouldn't? I was facing down Twinblade Salia, the young flame of the Ascendancy, and General Astoria, the Winter Wolf of the Commonwealth. I thought I was dead, but then I tripped, dodged the killing blow, and on instinct, I just started slashing. Before I knew it, they had retreated, and suddenly I was the hero of the war. Why are you looking at me with puppy dog eyes? I hate that. What? You thought because you aren't a shit-tongued liar, I suddenly like you? Boy, as far as I'm concerned, this is a waste of time. But the Queen's word is law. So hurry up. Let's get this over with. Oh, come on. You can't be that dense. I'm not letting you touch a piece of armor or a blade before I know you've got what it takes. Which is why... you and I are going to duke it out here, in the Queen's Guard training room. Nice, quiet, and no quarter given. Shit and fire, you ask a lot of questions. If I come at you fully armored, you'll be dead in 2 seconds. Can't get a good read on you, unless I fight you fair and square. Stupid breastplate. Ugh, just come off. Ugh, that's better. Sweating up a storm over here. Now then, let's see if you're everything Justinia says you are. If you can pin me before the sun goes down, I'll see to it you get your knighthood. If not, I'd start looking for work in the nearest tavern if I were you. Hello? You gonna fight me or what? If you keep standing there like a scarecrow, I'll tear right through your... Wait. Are you... staring at my body? What? You've never seen a woman with muscles and scars before? Quit stalling. Put up your fists and get ready, or you're walking out of here black and blue. Now come on. What did you just call me? You don't get to call me that. Only Justinia gets to call me that. And the only reason I don't throttle her when she does it is because she's the fucking queen. Who do you think you are? Some lucky rat who walks out of the war without a whisper, worms his way into Justinia's bed, then tries to seduce me like I'm some tradable whore? You don't get to cross me like that. Everything is wrong with the word beautiful. It's sinful. It's disarming. It's a knife without a blade, and I will not let you stick me with it. Do you hear? So you do have some strength in you. Not that it matters, because now I'm pissed. What the hell? Why aren't you sprawled out on the floor already? I've been wailing on you for hours. Damn. Can't remember the last time someone landed that many blows on me. Slippery little bastard, aren't you? Still, you got a killer right. Almost got me seeing stars. So maybe you're not totally worthless after all. Can't blame me for doubting. Justinia is strong, but her heart is led astray by innocence. It's nice to know that her lost lamb might actually be a wolf. Oh, damn. Gonna need at least 3 rounds in me to numb the pain. Maybe 4. As if I could get any uglier. What did I say about calling me beautiful? I can still leap over there and tear out your throat, you little shit. I swear you, prince types never learn. I'm a beast. I've slaughtered countless with sword and spear and fist. You don't get to call me. Huh. You too. Your eyes. Justinia always said they were bright and bursting with life. But I can see them. The shadows. The reflections of the dead. So you've killed plenty as well, all to protect Brightfall, right? The guilty always carry the souls of those they've slain. The wicked get to shake them off. Only other time I've seen those eyes is when I see my reflection in a mirror. Guess we're 2 of a kind. Last time I let a man get this close to me, he was impaled on my sword. Be careful, lamb. You aren't out of the woods with me yet. I still might... What? You can't just... Do you want me to kill you for real? Who said you could kiss... Fuck. Is that what you've been giving Justinia every night? I've drank poisons that didn't hit as hard as that. Fuck. I can't be weak. Not like this. I'm born to spill blood. I'm the necessary evil that makes Brightfall shine. I don't get to enjoy this. Beauty. Born of blood. Huh. Yeah, I guess I did just tell Justinia that. Pretty ruthless, lamb. Taking your foe's weapon and wounding her with it. Impressive, almost. Fuck it. Come here. What makes you think you're gonna be on top? Until I'm satisfied, little lamb, your mouth has only three functions: kissing me, calling me beautiful, and screaming my name as I fuck you into the afterlife and back. But first things first, I need to get out of these undergarments. Use your teeth. Now. Oh, good boy. What do you think? Honestly, I think my biceps are way more impressive than my tits. But from the way you're staring, I'm assuming they're good enough. Oh, shit. Do you have a broadsword in there or something? Guess that's a big fat yes. Can't believe I've got Justinia's favorite pet drooling over me. Now. Get to work. Captain's orders. Fuck. Yeah. No one sucked my tits before. Feels way too good. Keep going. While I tear the rest of these scraps of clothing off you. Aren't you a pretty one? You'll have to tell me how you got each and every scar. Let me just have a taste. Chest. Belly. Hips. And finally, this not so little treasure hiding underneath. Now, let me use my teeth. So this is the infamous Queen Slayer. Now that I have a good look at it, it's no wonder Justinia was crying out like a whore after happy hour. At least you're gentle with her. Otherwise, I'd have permanently separated you and your pleasure pike. Until I say otherwise, this is all mine. Oh.
Doing something so vulgar while you call me beautiful. Fuck. I don't think I've ever been this wet. I can feel you throbbing, boy. Hold it in. No finishing until Crimson Calandra gets her quarry. Let me just lower myself onto this. Holy shit. I can feel you all the way inside. Fuck. Oh, my pussy is on fire. No. I don't want to stop. I need it harder. That's it. Keep calling me beautiful while we fuck each other into the night. I'm the only one who knows what your eyes truly look like. Something that not even Justinia knows. And that makes you mine. You're her little knight. But I know the real you. Good boy. I'm gonna keep you all to myself. All mine. Just a few more thrusts and I'll... What are you... You pinned me.
me. Oh, you little fucker. Oh, fine. A deal's a deal. I'll support your ascension to knighthood. Just keep going. Feels like I'm gonna burst. Oh, so fuck me like you love me and don't stop. Oh my God. Blood and sand. Yes, fuck yes. Oh, fuck. Keep going. Keep going. Just like that. No, don't stop. Oh, fuck. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Just like that. Don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. I'm coming. Wow. I was not expecting that. I am so glad you survived the war. I could get used to this. Never met anyone I could go into battle with and then fuck in the aftermath. This what they call a warrior's courtship. Gather your strength, little lamb. We have plenty of daylight to burn. And your captain is feeling extra needy. So do your best for me, okay? Well, that's what I like to hear. Now that I think about it, maybe I do like the puppy dog look after all. Oh.